From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah's incumbent attorney general and his primary challenger met on the debate stage today. As KUER's Emily Means reports, the two Republican candidates hurled accusations at one another throughout the hour.
Utah County Attorney David Levitt accused Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes of being too political. Levitt says Reyes takes his cues from the Republican Attorneys General Association. But Reyes argues he's sided with Democratic office holders just as often.
It shows my independence, but also the ignorance of my opponent to, again, keep pointing those things out. Pure campaign rhetoric, pure nonsense.
Meanwhile, Reyes critiqued Levitt for being a one-issue candidate on criminal justice reform. Reyes touted his own reform work, as well as on issues like opioids and human trafficking. But Levitt says reform is the defining issue of the justice system.
In almost 7 years as being the Attorney General, Sean Reyes has done nothing to reform the criminal justice system. He believes in the lock-em-up mentality that is destroying all of us.
The winner of June's primary will face Democrat Greg Skordas in the general election. Emily Means, KUER News.
About 200 members of Utah's National Guard have arrived in Washington, D.C. to help control racial injustice protests that are gripping the city. National Guard officials say they sent soldiers at the request of President Trump. General Michael Turley said in a statement this mission is one of their toughest, but they are ready for it. Turley said it's been heartbreaking to see the pain and frustration in American communities. At least four Salt Lake City buildings were damaged during Saturday's protests against police brutality. Between the city and county building, Plaza 349, and the justice courts, nearly 40 windows were busted. At the public safety building, which houses police and firefighters, several panels of reinforced glass were damaged too. City officials said parking signs, benches, bike racks, and other smaller items were also defiled. As for police cars, one was totaled after being flipped and set on fire, and two more are in the body shop. Utah surpassed 10,000 positive cases of COVID-19 today, according to the state health department. That marks the sixth day in a row of more than 200 new cases. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the spike is concerning and likely due to Memorial Day celebrations and graduation parties.
While we're opening up the economy and loosening restrictions, there will be an increased risk of spread just because we're going to be together more. So we really need to be aware of social distancing and wearing masks.
Dunn says recent protests could also contribute to higher numbers, and health officials will be watching how the events might impact cases over the next few weeks. She says a continued upward trend would be worrying, but they are working on targeted messaging to keep people aware of the pandemic. A new study by the University of Utah and ARUP Laboratories is examining whether COVID-19 can be found in saliva. They're looking for easier and less invasive ways to test for the disease. Current practice is to perform a deep nasal cavity swab, which can be uncomfortable. People getting tested for COVID-19 at the University of Utah's Redwood Center can participate in the study by having their saliva collected and the front of their noses swabbed. Researchers are looking for 1,000 participants and hope to have results in about a month. It's Black Birders Week, and if you've not heard of that before, it's because it's new. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains.
This inaugural event came about in response to the racist incident in Central Park last week when a white woman called the police after a black birder asked her to put her dog on a leash. Sheridan Alford is a co-founder of Black Birders Week. She says she identified with that situation.
Trying to be out in the field and do what we're either paid to do or do what we love, and having to deal with certain prejudices or things that we think of that other non-people of color might not think of.
Like the misconception that black people aren't interested in nature or an activity like birding. These are the microaggressions she says that black people have to deal with.
We are here as black birders and as black people in nature, and we love it just as much as everyone else loves it.
Here's how this week works. Black people can post photos of themselves birding or just out exploring nature using the hashtag Black Birders Week. There's also certain days where anyone can ask black birders questions on Twitter about the activity. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.